says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome back, folks, to our second hour of the American Freedom Party Report. Our special guest is Rick Tyler, candidate for the United States Congress from the 3rd District of Tennessee. That's the that's near Chattanooga. That includes Chattanooga. That's the southeasternmost corner of Tennessee. Paul Fromm is asking that you repeat your website for folks, Rick.
Sure, that's RickTylerForCongress.com, RickTylerForCongress.com.
All right, and it's a great website, folks. The two more connections that we'll try to make here. You know, we were talking with you in the board meeting of the American Freedom Party yesterday. One of our directors, James Edwards, lives just outside of Memphis, Tennessee, so he's your neighbor to the western end of Tennessee. And then equidistant from you to your southeast in Columbia, South Carolina, that's an easy drive. Bob Whitaker and I have made the drive into Tennessee. It's an easy, short drive, is Bob Whitaker, another director of the American Freedom Party. So we'll try to connect you, Rick, with those two directors.
And, well, great. I believe I'm tentatively slated to be on James Edwards' program next Saturday evening, if I'm not mistaken. So.
All right. Very good. And how can people what's the mechanism for people donating to your campaign?
Well, we do have a donate feature on the website. If it's not there right now, it's because of that alteration that I was speaking of that's going on this weekend, but hopefully it's back up today. If not today, it will be very soon. So that is one option that people have. And, of course, also, if someone wants to make a check out to Tyler for Congress, they can send it to that traditional mailing address of 1224 Highway 64, and that's OCOE, O-C-O-E-E, Tennessee 37361 is the zip code. So those are two ways that they can donate. Now, you know, we're going to be trying to one of the things I mentioned at my press conference this past Monday, which was well attended, and it was streaming live on Facebook over Channel 3 out of Chattanooga. 13,000 people were listening to the press conference live. But I held up an AR-15 at that press conference and kind of did the Charlton Heston out of my cold, dead hand comment, but also I mentioned that the AR-15 was going to be a door prize at a forthcoming fundraising event where we would be having a dinner, you know, to raise funds. And, of course, one of the lucky attendees will walk away with that great innovation of the white race, the AR-15.
Nice.
If we're successful on that one, we'll do it, you know, as many times as we can between then and the election. And obviously we kill two birds with one stone when we do that, because in addition to raising some much-needed funds for the campaign, also we promote the Second Amendment, and we put a good firearm into the hands of a ally, someone who is philosophically aligned with us.
Well, I like that Georgia town, if I recall correctly, that Georgia town whose city council passed a resolution requiring every adult male to own a firearm.
Kennesaw, Georgia. That was a great great thing that happened there. Kennesaw's crime rate plummeted. They did it in response to Morton Grove, Illinois, which had passed a law prohibiting all firearms. Morton Grove's crime rate skyrocketed, and Kennesaw's plummeted. And to this day, even though that was 20 years ago, probably plus, Kennesaw continues to enjoy the residual benefits of that, because that's what they are most known for. And the criminals stay away, I might add.
Wonderful. I never got a chance properly to say goodbye to Laura or ask Laura if she's had another question. Laura, are you still there?
Yeah, yes, I am. I was going to say, everybody, we all need to, our Adamic bloodline needs to stick together, especially when we're hiring businesses. For instance, I never buy from Home Depot or Lowe's for roofing or carpeting, because they contract out their labor. You don't know who's going to be on your property. But recently I called a business that I didn't really know, and I told them, I said, look, I'm a white nationalist, and I don't want any blacks or Mexicans on my property. Luckily, the owner of the business said, we only hire white family men in our business. And I said, wow, you're my kind of business. So I had them come out, and they did the work. And my bill was supposed to be $512. And when it came time for me to pay, they said, we liked you so much, we're rounding it down to $400.
Hey, Laura, I'm going to steal that.
You're a white nationalist.
Can you get us their address? I want them to come out and work on my property.
Yeah. They're out there. There's lots of family-owned businesses that you can contact.
Yeah, we are going to, you know, we need to, Laura, the way I say it on the program here is we as European Americans, white Americans, and our cousins in Europe and Australia and Canada, we need to start, intensify acting as a family. We just need to think as a family, act as a family, regard each other as kinsmen, kinswomen, and we are very close together. And whatever, business, socializing, you name it, we need to keep our family together. And there's nothing hateful about that, folks. That's love. Loving your people is simply, purely an act of intense love. And that is your duty. That is your family. That's what brought you into the world. It wasn't another race or another people that brought you into the world. It was your people, your mom, your dad, your four grandparents, and their eight great-grandparents. They brought you into the world. They created you, and you owe to them to keep that world together. Laura, thank you very much. We've got some other calls. Let's go to Mark in Florida.
If I may, just for a second, yeah. Jane, sure. Jamie, what Laura said is very, very important. I was at a social gathering last... Yes. Paul?
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I was at a social gathering last night, mostly young blue-collar working guys, and... That's exactly what they were talking about, that you are forming a company that might be doing things like drywalling or construction. Most of them are in that area. And they said, you know, this would, first of all, it would be a white-owned business, would only hire white people. And if something happened to one of their group, who, say, was not yet employed, there's a job ready for him. And one of the things that, you know, I think terrifies a lot of people about getting involved politically, especially in white nationalist politics, is that the terrible risk of losing a job, and many people are vulnerable, and our community is not yet big enough and strong enough to say, well, okay, if they fire you from your advertising job with some, you know, multinational, we've got an advertising job for you with one of our companies. We're not yet cohesive enough to do that, but that's what we should be aiming for. And once that's broken, the power of our diabolical enemies will go up in smoke. I mean, Donald Trump has proven that. He doesn't need their money. He doesn't have to crawl and grovel and beg and pledge allegiance to a foreign government to get the shekels necessary to run. He doesn't need them. And that's one of the things that I think has made him so bold and effective.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, when you very, very good points all there. Rick, can you give the folks out there kind of a summation or some last thoughts about your campaign?
Well, needless to say, it's an uphill battle all the way. The deck is stacked against us. We know that in the political system, and the most formidable weapon that we have in our arsenal is just the hardcore, unmitigated truth, and truth. When spoken properly at the right time, as Trump has exhibited thus far on the national level, truth goes a long way towards unraveling and decimating a great many of the lies that the enemy has foisted upon our people. But there does need to be solidarity. There needs to be cohesion. When someone sees that somebody has been raised up providentially to walk the point, the proverbial point, they definitely need to do everything, pull out all the stops to support that individual. And, of course, support can come in many different ways. It doesn't have to be just monetary or financial. It can be activism-type support. You know, the exposure through programs such as this is a great blessing and a great opportunity. Also on social media these days and online, whenever you go on to, like, my website and you see the moronic, imbecilic people making comments like Blue made earlier, you know, those type of knee-jerk, Pavlovian dog-type responders, our people need to go on and counter and shoot them down and put them in their place, which isn't that hard to do, you know, because they talk such ridiculous nonsense. But still, psychologically, as the public licks their finger and, you know, tries to ascertain which way the wind is blowing, it behooves us to get as much truth out there circulating and swirling around, because that helps the overall perception that we are on the upswing. Our pendulum is swinging in the right direction. And that gives people a sense of inevitability that, my goodness, you know, we didn't know that you could do this. You know, people are marveling that, that you can do what I'm doing. Well, again, you just have to take the bull by the horns and seize the moment. And I hope that my candidacy will be an example and will be something that will inspire many others to do likewise, to step forward, to be counted, and not mince words, not hedge their bets. Just lay it all out there. Lay it on the line. Because the God that our founding fathers revered and the God that many of us revere today, he is not a God of timidity and not a God of fearfulness. Jesus went into the temple, he turned the tables over, and he drove the money changers out with a whip. And we need to begin doing the same thing with our contemporary money changers and all of their acolytes and all of their, you know, water carriers in all of the different realms of our civilization today. And, if, of course, if I get elected to the United States House of Representatives, I might even carry a whip as a prop if I go to the House of Representatives. We're going to need to clean house if there's ever going to be any hope for the restoration of sanity and solvency in this country. And it won't be done through timidity and through passivity and through fearfulness, but instead by the boldness that was exhibited by our racial ancestors, not only of the revolutionary era, but the Reformation era, and going right on back throughout the corridor of history.
Yes, it's in our blood. That courage is, and independence is in our blood. Well, Rick Tyler, thank you very much for being with us, and we'll talk to you again. I'm so glad you're going on to AFP Director James Edwards' program, The Political Cesspool, next Saturday. That's the only day we're not on the air, so I'll be sure to listen to you next Saturday on James Edwards' show.
Well, I believe we've got that set up. I don't mean to be prematurely announcing anything, but my understanding is that it has been we've been in conversation with them for several weeks now, and I've certainly hope it comes to fruition, because I have great respect for James Edwards and his program, and will relish the opportunity to be able to address his audience. And I thank you so much for having me on, and look forward to continuing interaction with and dialogue with you. And it's exciting to me to know that there's so many great stalwart warriors in the cause out there that we can lock arms with and march forward together into this great noble battle that we're fighting. So thank you so much.
Tyler. Well done, mate.
Yeah, Tippy Canoe
so
and
much.
Tyler. Tippy Canoe and Tyler, too. Hey, you know, that's funny. You know, you do run a kayak business, a canoeing business. So, and that was President Tyler's campaign slogan, was Tippy Canoe and Tyler, sure. Too.
Yeah, maybe we can get some mileage out of that. We'll have to put creative minds to work on that one.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you very
soon.
Thank
you, gentlemen.
Rick, thank you. All right, folks. We've got two callers on the line here hanging on who I hope I didn't strand you, Mark, in Florida, or Dave in Nevada. I'm sure you wanted to talk to Rick. But if you can compose your thoughts, and if you want have something else you want to talk about, or you want to say something about Mr. Tyler, we lost him, at least for purposes of your calls. And then we're going to go to a few other things. I want to, if you guys will hold just a bit, I apologize for keeping you. I want to play a little audio for the audience. This is a funny one. Bill O'Reilly, you know, he's a hard guy to figure out. He's the guy that's been pushing Newt Gingrich as a vice presidential running mate for Donald Trump. And it's very funny when Donald Trump is on the Bill O'Reilly show. It's really interesting to see these two alpha males going at it with each other. O'Reilly's trying to push Trump around, and Trump just slaps him on his butt. It isn't going to work. O'Reilly's used to pushing people around, and Donald Trump isn't going to have it.
No.
So here's a funny thing. Guess what? Bill O'Reilly, he's initiated a new show, Bill O'Reilly's special show. Guess what the title of his show is? The Trump Phenomenon. He took our title. He took our name. Some people are saying, you know, we ought to, you know, contact him about, you know, some kind of a, you know, copyright infringement or something. Who knows? But here is that show. Let me put this on. This is a couple days ago, the first installment of Bill O'Reilly's Trump Phenomenon. And this has got Donald Trump here talking as well. Here we go. Let me turn it up here. All right, here they come.
Keep the oil. Not give it right back to him. We got to keep the oil.
We have a full hour highlighting my interviews with Mr. Trump since he sat down with the Factor last June.
I've been dealing with politicians all my life. They are all talk, no action.
The Trump phenomenon begins right now.
We are going to win, win, win.
Caution.
You are about to enter the no-spin zone. The Factor begins right now.
Title, Trump Phenomenon.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching this special edition of The Factor, The Trump Phenomenon. For the next hour, we'll focus on the many discussions I have had with Donald Trump here on The Factor since his announcement of running for the presidency in June of 2015. It has been a whirlwind campaign because Mr. Trump tapped directly into the fury being felt by millions of Republican voters. We begin tonight with our interview after Donald Trump won the primary in Indiana.
I want to congratulate Ted, and I know how tough it is. It's tough.
He gets into the show, which goes places we don't need to go in this show tonight. But it's really funny. He's using a graphic, the Trump Phenomenon. Paul, he's using the name of our show.
Yes.
It's, you know, and anyway, that's, you know, what do they say? Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Yes.
So go ahead, Bill O'Reilly, and, you know, there you go. Now let's turn our sight a little bit. I've got our callers waiting. Let's turn our attention a little bit to the Trump phenomenon and the Trump campaign. There's some good news to share. There is a poll out. Let me go to the polls. The latest national poll was yesterday, Saturday, July 2nd. It is a Gravis poll, and it shows lying, crooked Hillary Clinton leading with 50%, Donald Trump at 48%. Now, I take that to be a great, great poll, great result, because the way these things work, there's actually a lot of talk all over the internet right now about people are acknowledging this is happening out there. People are going to go into the voting booths and they are going to vote Trump much bigger than the polls are showing. For whatever stupid reason is out there, people are not willing to answer their telephone polls that, I'm a Trump person. I'm going to vote for Trump. You know, Paul and George, there are lots of Democrats who are going to vote Trump, lots of liberals who are going to vote Trump, and they just can't admit it. But they recognize that the talk is everywhere. They recognize they're losing their country. Trump will save it. Hillary will destroy it. And they're just going to go to those polls and vote Donald Trump.
I think something like close to 25% of Bernie Sanders supporters will vote for Trump.
George, your thought?
Yeah, and America was going to go vote for Jimmy Carter to be reelected until like 6 weeks before it was time to pull the lever. And they felt like they were losing their country to the Iranians at the time. And it was the biggest landslide we ever lived through.
Yeah, yeah. So, folks, if Donald Trump, I mean, if it's the day before the polls, I mean, the day before the election in November, if Donald Trump's behind in the polls by 2%, he's going to win. And I think by then, actually, he's going to be leading by a lot in the polls, even. We got a little break here. We'll be right back with Mark in Florida and our other caller, who is Dave in Nevada. Stay tuned.
Set. Mixtures bridge. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
"Go back, folks." We've got more than a half hour left of our Sunday program. It's live. You can call in at 800-313-9443. And with my apologies to the long-suffering callers who've been waiting, let's go to Mark in Florida. You're on the air, Mark. If we still have you.
Am I on, James?
Yes, you are,
Mark.
Am I on now? Yes.
Okay, good. I really wish you had a more reasoned and better reply for Blue, because she is a straight and true, good, honest woman.
Oh, and she's interject here. Blue, you've had, if you're listening to us, Blue, you've had some great calls to this show, and I love you, Blue. So I apologize for any seemingly slight or make about your comments about people who think they've got American Indian blood. And let me say this for folks who do have some American Indian blood, like David Yeagley. You need to look up David Yeagley, a proud Indian and a great supporter of white nationalism. These things are not contradictory. David Yeagley, the descendant of Chief Bad Eagle, proud, handsome man, an Indian warrior, and he loved, until he died, he loved our white nationalist movement. He loved the white race, and he really appreciated the great things that we have done, including for his people. You know, the car that he drives in, the suit he wears, the dishwasher in his kitchen, the airplane he flies in. These are nice things we did for everybody, including for Amerindians. And so he's a great admirer of our civilization, our culture, and our race. And he said, you need to fight for it. I apologize if I sounded a little bit slighting, Blue, when you said that a quarter of the people in East Tennessee are of mixed race. They're not. It's just a factual thing that they are not. It's folklore. It's myth. But go ahead, Mark.
But you come up with all kinds of ways you're related to all the way back to, I don't know, Solomon, that you hung right up on her, and that was just rude.
Well, no, she said my comment. No, hang on. It wasn't rude, Mark. She said my comment. I was not rude to her at all. And she said what you're saying is crap. Okay, now that's rude. And if somebody's rude to me, I do hang up. She said crap. I hung up.
That's a bad choice of word, probably.
That's she was rude. Yeah. I hung up. Okay. All right, but go ahead.
I
will not be rude.
The gentleman running in Ocoee, he's going to have a tough battle because there are many non-whites in that area, and they're hard workers.
Rick pointed out that the demographics of his area, of Polk County, are 98%+ white.
Well, if his office he's running for is limited to the county, that might work for him. But if it exceeds out towards Cleveland and towards Chattanooga,
right?
You know, he's got some demographics here.
Oh yeah, and Mark. You know, you bring up the great dilemma, a tremendous dilemma. And, you know, Rand Paul got it wrong. This is the dilemma. As a country, Paul, you're an expert on demographics, Paul. You're very,
yes.
Positioned to comment on this. Listen, as we, the point you bring up, Mark, is this. As a nation is invaded and overwhelmed demographically, and there's nothing, you know, invasion's invasion. You know, call a spade a spade. Okay, people are invading the country. They're not like visiting, you know, they're not like, you know, having a party here. They're invading our country. As they invade a country and as the demographics shift so that you lose your majority status, you have a fork in the road, as Yogi Berra said, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. Well, the fork in the road is this. You can try to be buddy-buddy with the people that invaded your country and make a deal with them. That's what Rand Paul came up with. If you read his speeches, he said, look, there's so many non-white people in America. He didn't call them non-whites, but he said there's so many, you know, people of other ethnicities that, you know, we've got to get along with them. We've got to bring them into the Republican Party, and we just have to adapt to that. That's one choice. That's one fork, one angle of the fork. But the other way you can go is this. You can say, no, I'm not going to make a deal, and I'm not going to, you know, like, give up my world and my culture and my people. No, you can try to struggle back. I've got a break here, but I'm going to come right back to this thought, Mark. It's very important because George, Paul, myself, Rick, the rest of us, we're going to struggle back. We're not going to make a deal. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, Visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We've got a half an hour of show to go here, and Mark raised a very good question before the break, and I want to just kind of get out an answer pretty quickly, Mark. That is that the it isn't possible. It's a fairy tale. It's a myth to think that we can somehow survive in, sprinkled around. We white people just sprinkled around in a multiracial society, and that somehow by magic. A century later, we'll still be there. And 5 centuries later, we'll still be there. We won't. And Paul Fromm can comment on this. He got back. Last year, he made a fact-finding tour of South Africa, where our white cousins there are maybe 7 or 8% of the population in South Africa now. They used to be a much bigger percentage, like a quarter of the population. They're now like 7%, 4 million in a population of 55 million. And what will happen when we're sprinkled around, when we're just a small minority in our formerly owned countries, is that we, Paul, you can comment on this, we will be hunted down as we are being hunted down in South Africa now.
Yeah, well, whites are being gradually squeezed. The isolated ones on farms are being murdered. They're being over 70,000 white farmers murdered in the last 20 2 years, and financially, in terms of jobs, they're being squeezed, when we lose majority status, we will be exterminated.
Yes, we're hated. We're hated. We're envied. It's just raw hate, and we don't deserve to be hated. We actually should be appreciated for what we've done for the world, but we're not. And this is the age old boogaboo, the age old green eyed monster of envy. And so we're hated. We'll be hunted down when we become minorities in our own countries. So we must maintain our numeric control of those areas we expect to live in. And if that requires secession, we'll secede. If it requires separation, if it requires carving up our territory and giving up some of it, then we'll do that. If it requires fighting, we'll do that. If it requires just intelligence and endurance the kind of persistence that the South African Boers showed in their effort to survive, we'll do that. But we have a moral duty to keep our people, our race, our genotype, to preserve it. And not just for, 10 years or 20 years, not 100 years, not even 500 years, but forever, in perpetuity. And if you heard the ad for the American Freedom Party, it said in 1900 we were 35% of the world's population. Now we are less than 9%. Just barely a century later, we've gone from 35% to 9%. That is unacceptable.
If I could step in.
Go ahead, Mark.
A month ago, I had a family get together. We all gathered in Pigeon Forge. And every souvenir on the shelf was made in China, except for the airbrushed T-shirt I bought. So it's not that all these people are coming here and invading us. This invasion happened over 100 years ago with the Bolsheviks that have taken over. And that's what we got to battle. If we keep battling these blacks and Mexicans and all that, we're going to lose. It's the Bolsheviks, the communists that have taken over this country. And until we get rid of them, it's not the color of the skin that's the problem. It's the Bolsheviks and the communist revolution that's taken over this country. And that's what we need to address, I believe.
Mark, forgiving me for sounding like a know-it-all, but if I may say, everything you said is true. It's all of the above. If the Bolsheviks, it's kind of it's a nice word for Jewish power. If all that Jewish power got into a spaceship and flew off to Pluto tomorrow, would we still have a problem? If all the Bolsheviks were gone,
we would have a mess to clean up that they left behind. But it wouldn't be a problem.
Well, okay, let me offer a differing opinion, okay? The 50 million Mexicans that are in America right now are, when the Bolsheviks fly off to Pluto, the 50 million Mexicans aren't going to go, hey, it's all over for us now. No, these people want to stay here, and their 100-plus million compatriots in Mexico, every single one of them want to get into this country. There are hundreds
because
of millions.
The Bolsheviks are destroying their country. They're running to where the bombs aren't dropping.
But here's the point I want to make, Mark, is it's not just, all of these people want to do us in. The Chinese want to invade Canada. One of the nicknames for Vancouver now is Hongcouver, because there are so many Chinese in Vancouver. In Britain,
I thought that was Windsor. Windsor was that way.
Oh, yeah. But in Britain, there's so many Pakistanis that they have these no-go zones, and it's just mind-boggling. They have a Muslim mayor of London now. In America itself, Mark, in America, we learned last week from the Census Bureau that more babies were born in America. The majority of babies are not white. That change just occurred. And that's the future. If that's allowed to go on, that there is no future. I don't want to sound that bleak, but the future's bad. So we have. Let's put it this way: Jewish power is ethnic power. Jews are an ethnicity, and they have a very misguided, but they have their own view of their own self-interest. And they're not all the same, of course. It's not monolithic. We're talking about the Zionists, sort of the Charles Krauthammers, the Bill Kristols. We're not talking about the Israel Shahaks. who are patriots, but and others. There are, you know, there's some great Jewish patriots. Michael Savage has a wonderful radio show, tremendous radio show. Of course, he's a Jew. But the these other ethnicities, this is a war. You know, they want to, the Muslims want to invade the Western nations by the hundreds of millions. Okay, the Mexicans and Central Americans, the same thing, the Asians, the Indians. So it really it is, Mark, it is our people against everybody else. And that's not news, that's nature. That's the way, that's what Charles Darwin was writing around about in his the Origin of Species. That's how animals do contend for territory and space and survival. It is a struggle. And if you don't fight, as David Yeagley said, if you don't fight for your survival, or as Merle Haggard says, if you don't hump and get it, you're going to lose it. George or Paul, your comments?
George has a comment. It's Mr. Tyler, talk about a breath of fresh air. An honest-to-goodness white nationalist candidate who's not a total fruitcake or an idiot or a loser. I throw my support behind this man. I'm so proud that he was on the air with us today. Wouldn't that Mr. Tyler gets lots of votes and wins?
Right. And, of course, you know, on the way to winning, you know, anybody who runs, folks, and by the way, that's, you're right, George, we need candidates. If you're out there listening to this show and you have any ability or willingness to run for office, contact me. Contact the American Freedom Party. We will help you run. Those people whose circumstances allow them to run for political office, go ahead and do it. There are a lot of people fearful for losing their job, or their circumstances don't allow them to make a public campaign. But if your circumstances allow you to do it, go ahead and do it. I'll tell you, brings back memories. In 1976, I was in my 20s. I ran for U.S. Congress in the 5th Congressional District of Missouri against a communist, Richard Bolling, Democrat of Kansas City. And I ran as an independent. It cost me $100. I had to go to Jefferson City and hand him a check for $100, and I was a candidate. And I got lots of publicity, 600,000 voter guides in the Kansas City Star with my full statement and picture for that $100. It's very smart to run for office, and I was able to do it back then in 1976. It wasn't hard for Rick Tyler. He had to get 25 signatures to get on the ballot. In many places, it's very easy to run. But the hard part is having the willingness and the guts to, you know, suck it up and get in there and do it. Mark, thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And let's go to another caller, Dave in Nevada. You're on the air.
Hey, Jamie. Yeah, this is Dave. I just wanted to make a few points. I think you had every right. Number one, I think you had every right to cut that lady off. Because she offended you. You didn't offend her, and frankly,
well, no, Dave, I'll tell you what. It's part of the fun of
no,
talk
no.
radio.
No, and I'll tell you why. It's because I've called into you before. You've cut me off. I don't care.
Okay, I
because
forgot.
I've disagreed with you on several points, and I really don't care. And the point I'm making is that people need to stop being offended. They need to stop having their feelings hurt. And that's the problem with this country. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, that's a good point. And let me just say this, though, also, just to lighten the tone of the whole thing. Part of the fun of talk radio is, you know, everybody out there in the audience, you know this is live. You know I'm sitting in my basement right here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And you know that all of this, Paul is in Canada, he's there, and George is in Maryland. It's all live. There's no rehearsal. And folks love the sort of the rough and tumble of it, and the sort of the drama of it. So, folks, when somebody gets cut off in the air and on the air, I hope Lou calls back, and I've loved some
point.
Of your calls. So, exactly.
And the second point I wanted to make is that you touched on something that I wanted people to. It's kind of important that there is a contingent of people who don't believe in voting, but they're involved in the legal process, and this is really important. For this is my take on this whole thing is that there are certain people who consider themselves kind of constitutional lawyers or pro se people, but they don't believe in the political process. But when they enter into court and they're trying to defend themselves, they get their asses handed to them.
Well, okay, I know what you're...
Why?
Dave, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, there are people, and I don't want to slight anybody. There are people out there who have some sort of favorite constitutional or legalistic argument. They think, the 14th Amendment really wasn't ratified.
Right.
The income tax is illegal,
exactly.
And it wasn't really ratified.
Right.
People who are very involved with technical points.
Right.
You're correct. Politics is raw power, and Donald Trump is illustrating it. Politics is politics is a much. Let me finish, Dave. It's a much more direct route. It's a much more direct route. Going through the legal system and courts and filing papers and so on, very, very twisty road. Please get involved in politics. If Trump has made no other point, folks, he's made the point that you can wade right in there. Rick's making the same point on a smaller scale. Just do it. Just go file. And get involved with somebody. You can file as an independent. As I said, I filed in 76 for $100, and bingo. I was all of a sudden getting all sorts of publicity. At the time, my platform was the John Birch Society platform, which is much weaker than what I espouse now, and Paul and George and the rest of us. But I was able to get my full John Birch Society platform out to hundreds of thousands of people for $100. And Rick has already gotten publicity in the New York Daily News and 100 other newspapers with 25 signatures that he needed to file. So politics, and also politics is a very protected activity. When you go into a court, it's a snake pit. You know, the law is what the judge says it is, folks. You're going to find that out. It's a snake pit. But you do have rights and protections with the First Amendment and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in politics that are wonderful. They actually, those protections are still there. You can still have a meeting on the steps of the courthouse, the state house, the city hall. That's public property, and you can still stage a rally there. Paul, you've done many rallies. It's not hard to get a permit.
No, and the other thing is this, and our great free speech lawyer, Doug Christie, who passed away back in 2013, used to say this, real change involves political action, and it's a lot of slogging. It's hard. Some of these ideas that the Income Tax Law Act is illegal or the 14th Amendment didn't really pass, they're very clever. But the problem is, if you don't get a judge to agree, they may even be right. But they're only right in law if a court says they're right. And the fact is, until you change the politics, you're not going to change the courts.
Exactly.
Incredibly clever legal arguments. I know all sorts of people who are on both sides of the border who are into this. It's often, I hate to say this, an excuse for not doing anything. We know we're right. We're righteous. The courts are all wrong. The whole country's wrong. And that allows them to feel proud about themselves, and it gets them off the hook from doing anything. Whereas, what Donald Trump and this whole movement is right now, and the American Freedom Party, we're going to go out there. We're going to organize our people. We're going to try to win new people, and we're going to try to exert political power. And one of the things going on in this election is the knowledge that there's a vacancy on the Supreme Court, and there will be more in the next few years. Who gets to appoint the judges will get to set the tone for much of America, because it's not really what's right or wrong in court. It's what the previous speaker said. It's what the judges say. So we better have judges in there who will be strict constructionists.
Yeah. Now, and let me let's look forward a little bit, folks, here as we run out of time in the show here. Donald Trump, of course, it's the 4th of July tomorrow, and I think I know where Donald Trump will be. I used to live right next to Mar-a-Lago, his club and resort and home, in Palm Beach, Florida. There's a spectacular 4th of July fireworks show out of Mar-a-Lago that everybody loves down there, and I'll bet you Donald Trump's going to be there for that. on the 5th, July 5th, he will be in Raleigh, North Carolina for a big rally. It's at a big convention center. So we will cover that, and that we will be able to cover that on our show on Tuesday. Then on July 6th, he will be in Cincinnati, Ohio, another swing state, a battleground state. We will also cover that event on this show. We'll have the audio from the Raleigh event and the Cincinnati event here on the show. For the 4th of July, Monday, we'll have a great rerun on this show. We're going to take the day off for the 4th of July, and but we'll have a great rerun. Maybe the engineer can type in which rerun we have. We have a little break here, and then we'll come back with one more segment. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Yeah, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I said a few things and I'll admit
oh,
it.
Oh, boy.
Ahead,
Will says it so much better than I'll ever be able to say it on the radio. Folks, we've got just a few more seconds, really, of show time. And let's see here. The engineer says we're going to have for Monday. Well, I don't know exactly what show, but it'll be an archive show, so it'll be a good show. We don't have any but good shows, and I'll tell you, we're coming up to critical days in all of our lives. This is July 3rd. The Republican convention starts July 18th. Boy, how much has to? It's 14 days to go, folks. And then July 25th, the Democrat convention starts. Will Hillary be there? Will Hillary still be the nominee? That's wide open right now with the Justice Department, the FBI, her 3.5-hour meeting in the last 48 hours with the FBI. It's all wide open whether Hillary's going to make it or not. So much hangs in the balance. The Republican convention is going to be fabulous in Cleveland. Donald Trump is going to basically engineer that. He's going to be in charge because George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., Mitt Romney, they ain't going to be there. Hallelujah, brother. What a favor they did when they said, I'm not even going to come. They just picked up their marbles and left. Wonderful. Thank you, you fools. And but all of this is going to be decided in just the next few weeks, folks. So we'll see you live again on Tuesday, and we'll be covering the Donald Trump event in Raleigh, North Carolina on July 5th. And then the next day we'll have the Cincinnati, Ohio event. We'll cover it live right here. George and Paul, any thoughts you have as we head off into the sunset?
Well, happy 4th of July to all my American friends.
Thanks, Paul. And if the Brits can win Brexit, we can win Donald Trump.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm so happy for this 4th of July. We've got a lot to celebrate. It's amazing the chance that we've got here, the opening that we've got. And so thank you to all you patriots out there. We really, the next few weeks are going to be momentous. So don't forget to look us up at the AmericanFreedomParty.us. I never mentioned my own website, which is whitenewsnow.com. That's a website you might take a look at, whitenewsnow.com. That's a website I've had for about more than 10 years. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you again Tuesday live and Monday in archive. See you then.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. as a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused...